Mike DiGiulio. Hi, everybody. Hi. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trip Tower here until 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out for hour number one of the Steve Cochran Show, as we do every weekday morning. And our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send your texts to that same number. You can also check us out at Twitter, but the best way to stay connected is to hang out with us on Facebook. Like us, facebook.com/NickDShow. Now, I don't know if you were aware that January is National Get Organized Month, so we've decided to take that subject on and help you get organized. If you've got a lot of clutter, if you've got a lot of disorganization, we're here to help you out. Well, I'm not here. I don't know what to do, but we have the author of Clear Your Clutter, 50 Ways to Organize Your Life, Home, or Business so that you can become more calm, focused, and happy. And the author of that book is Sue Crum. And you can check out SueCrum.com. That's SueCrum. But we have a link on our Facebook page. And she is going to give us advice on how to get organized for National Get Organized Month. And we welcome Sue to the show. Hello, Sue.
Well, hi there, Nick. Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. How are you?
Great, thanks. Good. It's a new year, and it's always a fresh start for everyone.
January is National Get Organized Month. When did that start? Do we know?
Oh, gosh, that's been around for quite some time. You know, the top two New Year's resolutions are losing weight and getting organized.
Ah.
That has been around for a long, long time.
That's right. All right. Well, great. And now let me ask you about your background, Sue. Have you always been a good organizer, or did you have to, or were you disorganized and had to make changes, and that's what inspired you to get into this to this world?
Well, I'm one of those that was not born with the organizing gene. There's probably less than 12% of the population that really has it all together right from the start.
Yeah.
And you can remember those kids back in school. They had everything all lined up. Their paper was ready to go. Their pencil never broke. And their desk was always organized. That was not me.
Me neither, Sue.
Well, there you go. The majority.
I do not fall into the 12% at all.
There you go. And very few of us do. So we have to learn strategies that work. And there isn't a one-size-fits-all. Because what works for one person may or may not work with another person. So we have to kind of find what those strengths are that we have and build on those. Because the world's pretty cluttered, so we don't want to live that way.
How did you, because you don't have the organizing gene, how did you become interested in getting organized and make that a passion and something that you would eventually write a book about?
Well, I had a previous career as a school administrator, so I spent a lot of time going to school and then being in schools, and I was always one of the youngest in my class, so I had to kind of figure things out because everybody else was kind of like had it all figured out. So along the way, I had to kind of figure out how to make this system work and how to learn what the teachers wanted and all of that. But still, I had areas where I wasn't too organized. So I was voted messiest locker in high school, which, you know, isn't anything to rave about. It's not up there like
right.
Prom queen.
That's right.
Or the student council president.
I didn't even know that was a possible category in high school awards.
This is my high school. We actually had it all written in an article in the Megaphone in our newspaper. So I got that lovely distinction. And, you know, along the way, I decided I couldn't keep up with that kind of reputation. I had to learn things that would work for me. But when I left the field of educational administration and went into interior redesign and home staging, I found out that it wasn't so much about making the inside of the home pretty as it was about getting the home cleared of clutter before someone put it on the market.
Mm.
So that's what led me over into the organizing world, and I found out that the best floor plan and the great architectural features don't make a bunch of difference if there's dirty laundry on the couch when someone's trying to show the house. So, or they open a cupboard and everything falls out. Or they're trying to walk through the house with the realtor and they're tripping over the kids' toys to decide whether they want to buy it or not.
Yeah.
So that's what led me over to the organizing world, and I'm a past president of our NAPO chapter. There's an actual organization, National Association of professional organizers. And we're not, organizing the Teamsters. I worked with Teamsters in my previous life.
Uh-huh.
That's not what we're doing. But there is an organization. It's well over 30 years old. Nationally, we have a chapter here. I happen to live in San Diego, though I organize people virtually by phone in other parts of the country. But here in San Diego, I'm a past president of our chapter. So there's all kinds of ways people get out of organization. I mean, they've moved. My company does a lot of move-ins and unpacks and move-outs and pack-ups. And then sometimes people just have what I call delayed decisions, and they go and get a storage unit because they don't know what to do with the stuff. So part of my team also empties out storage units and processes those belongings for clients.
Mm.
So there's all kinds of ways that we end up getting our life kind of cluttered up. But January is a perfect time. So I really appreciate you calling and having me be on your
sure.
show. Sure. It's a great time, but it's not the right time to be successful with a New Year's resolution.
It's not.
They don't work because they're too general. They're just kind of out there like, oh, yes, this is the year I'll lose weight, and that's the end of it because here comes Super Bowl Sunday and nobody remembers what the New Year's resolution is.
That's right.
So we have to kind of decide if this is the time, and I like to think of a New Year as like a beautiful blanket of new snow. You know, it's just out there. Nobody's stepped on it yet. And it's just really looking just pristine. And that's how the new year should look. So we kind of have to get a plan going. And that's what I like to help clients with at this time of the year, kind of getting a vision
yeah.
of what they want to do for the new year.
Now, when you work with clients, and you work with many, many clients on clearing up clutter and getting them organized and things like that, after you work with them and it becomes a success and they did get their lives a little bit more organized and less clutter, it's got to help mentally. It's got to really, I mean, it's one of the things one of the things is, of course your house is going to look better. It's going to, be a little bit, better looking and you'll get rid of a lot of junk and get a little bit more organized. But how does that work on the psyche?
It has such a tremendous calming effect. I can just think of the client I worked with this morning, and this was in her home office. And just about everybody nowadays has a home office. You know, we're all running a Staples Center annex or an Office Depot annex out of our house. We've got the supplies, we've got the printers, the shredders, the computers, cartridges, all those kinds of things. And then with that particular client this morning, we only worked for a couple of hours. And in that short period of time, we were able to clear two full counters in her home office and bring down the volume. And by bringing down the volume, that brings about a level of calm because there's no surprises. You know where things are and you go, oh, okay, all right, this is where my action items are. Oh, okay, this makes sense. And then it's not all jumbled up with everything else. So you separate out and everybody's got paper. Paper is the number one problem that most of my clients contact me about. And in my presentations, because I do a lot of speaking, it's paper. You're supposed to be the paperless society. We have more paper now than ever.
Yeah.
So there's an internal calm that comes about when you know where your items are and you know where the important things are. It's just a psychological calmness.
How many clients do you work with, let's say, in a month, Sue?
Gosh, it varies because I also do a lot of speaking. So I have a speaking engagement tomorrow, and there'll be, I think, 35 in the audience. And I'm doing a book signing on Thursday, and there will be also a presentation that I'll give at a bookstore on Coronado Island here in San Diego. And the team just did a unpack move-in job last week, which was for a particular client. We worked for 2 days. She had purchased a home but had no time to move in it, so all the boxes were in the garage and had been that way since last spring.
Ooh.
And in 2 days, we got her whole house all set up and with a moving team that I worked with as well, moving the furniture.
Wow.
That she was just so appreciative of that.
I bet.
It kind of varies because I also work with clients virtually, and we do phone coaching. and I don't have to be in their space to motivate them, to get them to take some action. And I want your listeners to know they can get a free ebook by going to my website, sukrum.com, C-R-U-M.com, mm-hmm. and get the free e-tips, which comes out monthly. But in the meantime, they can get a free quick start guide with the simple strategies for clearing clutter that they could start right now, just easy steps. And I have a list of my top 10 favorites, and then I have kind of room by room where people can just start. And sometimes everybody feels so overwhelmed, they go, I just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Start small.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to go through some of these hot tips, especially your top 10 favorites, and then we can touch on some of the other ones. The book is called Clear Your Clutter. Sue Crum is the author, and it is Get Organized Month. January is Get Organized Month, and she's here to help out. Sue Crum, that's S-U-E-C-R-U-M, SueCrum.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. Sue, hang on. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk more, okay?
Perfect.
There you go. Sue Crum is with us. It is Get Organized Month. That's January. And we're here to give you some tips on how to get organized, get rid of some of that clutter, and give yourself a calming element and clean some stuff up in the house. I know I'm guilty of being full of clutter, and I could use all the help I can get. So we'll talk more with Sue coming up right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio, that's me. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower on 720 WGN. Best radio station ever. Here till 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out for hour number one of my great friend, the Steve Cochran Show, and we'll hang out for that as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your texts to the same number at 312-981-7200. I don't know if you knew this or not, but January is National Get Organized Month. It's a perfect month, the perfect time to get organized. If there's a lot of clutter in your house or your business or your life, Sue Crum is an expert and the author of Clear Your Clutter, 50 Ways to Organize Your Life, Home, or Business so that you can become more calm, focused, and happy. And she is going to help us and give us some tips on how to clear that clutter on Get Organized Month. Sue, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Let's talk a little bit about these. What does R-E-D stand for?
That stands for Reinventing Everyday Designs.
And these are the hot tips.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your top 10 favorites.
Well, you know, I have been speaking now on this topic for probably 7 or 8 years, and I started making some kind of slogans and sayings, and people would say, oh, you better write those down. So one of my favorites on there is make a date with your trash man each week. So I call it the best date night of the week. So the night before the trash man cometh, you put on some dancing music, go around with your hefty bag, and you find out how many gifts can you give to that trash man this week. And it's just a great thing. You can get the family members involved, and everybody puts on the music and does the happy dance. And we start to look at what can be recycled, what can we let go of and release. I call it releasing to the universe, because sometimes our items we're hanging on to, but they don't have any more usefulness for us. Maybe they can be donated. Maybe they can be recycled. So it's kind of like letting go of those things.
Mm.
Another item on my top 10 favorites list is what I say is what you should do at night. Close the kitchen and announce that the kitchen is closed. So that's my make sure there's no dirty dishes in the sink. Make sure that you've made the announcement. Even if you live alone, you say the kitchen is closed.
Yeah.
Cats and the dogs will take notice. And you can clean up the kitchen, clean that sink, and then close that kitchen down. Because then when you come in the next morning, you're not staring and starting the day with a big, big mess.
Right.
Just a negative start.
I think that's a great tip. I really do. I hate dirty dishes in the sink. It makes me nuts.
Well, and they multiply.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, you close your eyes and blink, and two become 12.
Yeah. I live alone, so it's something that I maintain pretty regularly. Like, whenever I have something to eat or whenever I do something, I always do the dishes immediately when I'm done and make sure that, I don't have any dishes in the sink, because it's kind of a pet peeve
great.
Of mine. Yeah.
Not everybody does that.
Yeah.
And if you can, have your listeners take that to heart and really close down that kitchen, Another thing to do at night is to maybe take a couple of minutes and just write in a gratitude journal. Three thoughts of the day. You know, it was a great day. You know, I got to work on time. I met with a client. I had an easy way drive on the roads. You know, just some pleasurable thing that happened that day. And some days we kind of have to search for those versus other days.
Yeah.
But if you can close the day with three great tips, it just kind of puts a nice end to that day. And it really, really kind of helps. And the third suggestion that I'd like to have my listeners and audience members keep in mind is to picture tomorrow. So visualize tomorrow that it's going to go well. You know what you're going to wear. You know what time you have to leave. You know who you have to go and meet. And you just visualize it all happening in sequence just perfectly, that it's not going to get ugly and nasty, and you just picture it and put that out there. Mm-hmm. Those are three great things to do at night.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about getting rid of the clutter and getting more organized. A few years ago, I moved from an apartment that I had lived in for 14 years. And it was rough, and it was kind of traumatic, actually. And I maybe you've heard this before from your clients or people that you've talked with, but I had 14 years of stuff in my apartment. And I had a lot of magazines and papers and all kinds of stuff cluttering up. I had closets full of things, and stuff that I didn't need, and I had to purge.
Yeah.
This. And when I did, when I got rid of it and I moved into with my my ex-wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and I moved in with her, I moved in stripped down. I got rid of a ton of stuff. I got rid of stuff that I didn't need. I got rid of stuff that I thought I needed, but I didn't. And it was tough. It was really hard. But then ultimately, it was incredibly gratifying. And it was a very cathartic thing. Have you found that to be a case when we talk to people?
Yes. Yes. And it depends on almost how long they've lived in the particular house. For some folks, if they have a really big house and they've had all this storage, they don't recognize what they've been hanging on to until it's like getting into the moving months.
That's right.
And all of a sudden they go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I loved all these cupboards at the time, but look how much I've squirreled away. And you're right. Until you get that stuff out and start to look at it and realize that clutter takes up energy. And it sucks the energy out of a space.
Yeah.
And it just it takes the energy out of a person when they're just trying to navigate it. They're trying to navigate a hallway or navigate getting in from one room to another. That's energy zapping. But when you get to that point, it sounds like you did by ultimately breaking through and going, you know, it's only stuff, and you got to the other side.
Yeah. January is National Get Organized Month. Now's the time to do it. Sue Crum is the author of Clear Your Clutter, 50 Ways to Organize Your Life, Home, or Business so that you can become more calm, focused, and happy. Real pleasure talking to you. Great tips. And I thank you for giving our listeners some tips on how to get more organized.
Oh, well, that's great. And if they want to get the free guide, have them go to SueCrum.com and click the button for the free guide.
Get the free guide at SueCrum.com. That's CRUM.com. All right, Sue, thanks very much, and have a great National Get Organized Month.
I will. The same to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Sue. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Sue Crum, author of Clear Your Clutter, and she gives some great tips on how to get rid of your clutter, get organized, and get a little bit happier. We'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.